Satnam, everyone. We have Yogi Bhajan and his band of angels and masters here coming to us through Lord Shiva on Mount Kailash. I was just reading about that earlier, so they're saying, okay, if that's where you want us to be, that's where we'll be. So I really love that. So I tuned in a few minutes ago, so we'll just keep going. So Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Thank you. Yogi Bhajan saying thank you. Good, yes. So we tuned in together a few minutes before the call. So we're here in the frequency of the Om, which is the manifest world, and that's the eyes that we're looking through right now at manifestation. And Yogi Bhajan saying, learn to look through the eyes of manifestation and keep going. Look at what the end manifest is right now. That's allowing the patterns of the manifestation to appear before you. And what he wanted to talk with us about is, as we look, keep looking. He's saying, don't stop. He's like, this is what piercing the veil is. This is ascension, is piercing the veil of what we know, or what we've been conditioned to know, or what patterns we've been surrounded with by 3D, other people's opinions, directions, what we were supposed to learn. So in relationship to the photon belt, he's just saying, that's just a lot of energy bouncing around, and things should be coming back to you, will be coming back to you faster and faster and faster, like the image on sci-fi movies when you see the starships and they're going through the photon belts, and you see all these stars that they're no longer dots in the sky, but they're like streams of light. So that's what I hear him telling us, that it's like we're now going through streams of light. No longer is it just like pixelated dots. So he's saying the way to look at 3D, at the world around us, is keep looking and then keep going and switch the focus to your energy body, to your light body, to your third eye, and feel or see, depending on whether you're kinesthetic or hear or auditory or visual or all of the above, see, feel, hear, the streams of light coming from the higher frequencies onto Earth. And it's these streams of light that we can work with to reorder our frequencies, our tattvas, with the divine order. And what's happening right now is, as the Earth herself ascends, which means that the crystalline core of the Mother, being that we live in a crystal, Earth is filled with crystals. I live near a beach. That's crystalline. So he's saying, as we move back into the crystalline consciousness, the actual crystals in Mother Earth are being activated by these streams of light, or the photon belt, whatever you want to call it. And so what's happening is, as we walk on the Earth, we need to be bringing these streams of light through our bodies. And he's saying, as you take each step, feel these streams of light calibrating, and that's the word, calibrating, aligning with the crystalline frequencies that are getting activated in the Earth, because we are the ones that are the connection, the connecting force between heaven and Earth. So Earth is moving into her own ascension frequency, and we're moving, and the heavens, and they need to be calibrated and lined up. And with our it's the consciousness that creates the alignment of the field, so that we create a congruent field on the planet for people to walk through into, because he's saying that what's happening is we're going through so much chaos because of the disconnection with Mother Earth and the disconnection with the higher frequencies, the higher dimensions. He's saying it's almost like people have been walking around sleepwalking like they're some kind of island, and they're not connected to Earth, even though they're made from Earth, and they're not connected to heaven, even though souls live in heaven, so to speak. So this is the time of reconnection, great connection. So
Is anybody out there, Satnam?
But no. I don't know why that happens. I don't know why that happens. We're all just talking and it's fine. We're totally connected. And then we start getting into the photon belts and the electrical connection filters or satellites. So let's get the satellite connection from our cell phones synced up with 3D. Maybe that would help. So as we're streaming the fields of consciousness into our awareness, our consciousness into our physical bodies, and we're walking on the earth feeling up through our feet and legs and in the field of our body, feeling that electric crystalline excitement come into our bodies, connecting like an electrical charge with the photon belt, the streams of light coming into our field of consciousness. It's that connection of the fields of consciousness that we're moving into, that we're striving to, we're desiring to, we're hungry for, we're anxious for, we're desperate for. So what I was saying is, as we move out of the chaos of the idea that each person is individually just an island unto themselves, so to speak, rather than the truth that we're all interconnected, that's what's creating the disconnect, the ascension systems, whatever it happens to be. So at this time, this is the time of streaming consciousness through our bodies and up from the earth, noticing that each crystalline frequency, each grain of sand now has a different quality. So you can walk in your beautiful trees that are changing colors and almost see the halo of the crystalline light coming off the life force coming off the trees as they change colors. And Yogi Bhajan saying, we're just like that now. We're just changing colors. We're not dying. Like the leaves of the tree fall off. The trees aren't dying. The roots are just doing what they need to do. They're reconnecting. They're taking a moment to recalibrate with the earth. They're taking a break. So he's saying, take a break and notice what the roots of your consciousness are doing. What patterns have really rooted you in this body, in your actions, in your daily life, you know, and where are you really going? So anyway, the astrology lines up with this so beautifully. We have very powerful astrology going on. We'll talk for a couple minutes about that. And then he's saying, okay, he's nodding his head. So he just wanted to help us calibrate to those frequencies. So my third eye is really vibrating right now, and I feel my toes. So he's saying, just notice what your third eye feels like and your solar plexus and your toes, and breathe. So he's helping us get that connected and pull the energy up from the mother, the Shakti, right now. So just feel that for yourself, and I'll talk a little bit about the astrology. Okay, good. He was anxious to give that frequency to us. Okay, great. So, we are still in Libra, and we have Venus in the sign of Libra, and we have Mercury in Scorpio and Saturn in Scorpio, so we've got this whole kind of like Libra-Scorpio. So Libra is the air and Scorpio is the, you know, the depths of the underworld. So how are we going to balance these elements? How are we going to balance the light and the dark? And this is what we're talking about. How are we going to balance these streaming frequencies of photon belts with our physical bodies and the physical earth? So Libra and Scorpio have to do most with personal relationships, one-on-one relationships, partners, how we can cooperate, how we can work together, how we can merge, how we can unite and build and do things, basically, that we can't do alone. So this is the time to wake up to the fact that we're all together on spaceship Earth, and what's the awareness that we can't walk on the planet as if we're in some kind of, you know, isolated bubble, like the Piscean Age. We can't just move, just meditate on a mountaintop. We have to come down into the Earth, down into the mother. We have to come down into the very womb, the womb of darkness. So that's the Scorpio. And what creates the Shakti, the life on earth, the transformation, is coming in into the womb of the mother, the darkness. We don't, the unknown. So the, one of the reasons this time is so chaotic is it's a time of the unknown. It's a time of going into recreation and building something new that hasn't been here before. So we've got this for a while. So we've got the north node of the moon spending 3 years in Scorpio and Libra. So this is the future evolution of our soul. So we're just entering this.
Just when it was getting good. Anybody else there?
Did we lose Karen?
We lost Guru Karen, yes.
Guru Karen?
Yes, it's Guru Karen. Everybody always calls her Karen, it drives me nuts. It's Guru Karen.
Oh, Guru Karen, great. But where
I'm wondering if it bothers her. It doesn't seem to, she never corrects anybody, but it, if you want to say her name properly or correctly, it is Guru Karen.
Uh-huh.
But yes, we lost her again.
What is your name?
Amrit Atma.
I'm sorry?
Amrit Atma.
I don't know how to spell that.
A-M-R-I-T. Amrit.
Sorry, so we've got 3 years. 3 years to reconfigure the Scorpio Libra, our personal relationships with the depth of the mother of the earth, going into the womb of the mother. So the collective consciousness, that means all of us together of humanity, can continue to evolve into something different than what we've had on the planet right now. So this is the main configuration that we have right now. That's affecting us. We've also got we've got this Uranus Pluto square that started in June 2012, and so we've had a series of these, and there's seven of these squares, and the last one will be March 2015. So it's like seven gates. Like we're passing through the seven gates or the seven chakras. So each one we have to go through and reconfigure the Uranus, our personal revolutionary self, how we're going to take our own power in relationship to the Pluto, the darkness, the mother, the deep womb. So how are we going to individually rebirth ourselves into the collective Libra Scorpio energies that are being activated right now? So how are we going to move through these seven gates personally in synchronization with each other, with the planet? And how are we going to go through these gates and emerge into a new world, the new world that we want to move into? How are we going to create that together? So first it's personal transformation and then synchronizing up the world around us. So it's beyond what we've experienced before. But we are ready, we're ready to expand this consciousness. We're ready to make room for the new, this new emergence of self and other consciousness, this co-creation. So we're letting go of what we've known before. The south node of the moon is Aries Taurus, and that has to do with Aries, of course, is individual identity, and Taurus is, you know, materialization. How do we bring forth things into the material realm? So we have to let go of individual agendas to materialize things that are here for the greater good of the whole, that are conscious creations. So let's just go ahead and take a breath, and we'll see if we can keep this phone connection going a little bit longer. It feels like the energies are heating up. I can feel my crown chakra. So right now, Yogi Bhajan's like opening the crown because we got some connection with the earth. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, all of you, for channeling that Shakti energy. So we're opening up the crown to these streaming streams of light. Okay, beautiful. So allow that, the brain reset, the mind, the patterns of the mind. We know it's not the brain. We know it's the patterns of consciousness, that we're repatterning our consciousness and the field that we live in. It's the sacred geometry, the sixth dimension, the mandala, the new mandala that we're moving into. Okay, beautiful. There we go. And what we're repatterning in our physical bodies are the tattvas. So we have the water, fire, earth, ether, and air tattvas in our physical body, which are the last five tattvas. When we're in total oneness with the divine, before we're in physical form, we don't have to deal with tattvas. But as we come out of oneness and come through the layers of separation from absolute divine unity and creation, the last five layers are the tattvas that make up the physical body. And we have, as well as being the directors of our mind, we need to be the directors of our tattvas, because otherwise we just have all these energies kind of running around that we're made of, and we're not directing them. So what do we direct them to? What do we direct these tattvas to? Well, the undirected first tattva, first chakra, is greed. I think we've seen lots of that on the planet. And the directed earth tattva has to do with to spread the truth to everyone, to possess a high caliber and become someone who is able to guide people, to share with everyone, to create things that are for the good of all. And the water tattva, the undirected water tattva, is lust. So instead of being lustful to exploit somebody's body, just be aware that we can be respectful of other people's energies and other people's bodies. And we can have an idea to want to see each one as divine. And we can ask how we can serve the divine. So the water tattva can be, the question is, how can we serve the divine rather than exploit other people? And then the fire tattva is anger. So the undirected fire tattva in the third chakra is being angry at others, you know, wanting our own way. Why did somebody do this to me? Kind of being a victim. So the way to direct the fire tattva, the Agni tattva, is just be noticed when you're negative. Notice what your patterns are, what your things that need to be reconfigured, and notice that. So use your fire to burn through your own patterns that no longer serve you and serve others. And then we have the air tattva, the heart chakra. So that has to do with attachment and undirected air element. Has to do with attachment. Could be attachment to worldly possessions, wanting things our way, etc. So instead, be attached to the idea of having a beautiful life. Be attached to expansion. Be attached to not wanting other people to suffer. Be attached to compassion. Be attached to caring. And then we have the ether tattva, throat chakra, Akasha. So the negative, the undirected Akash or ether tattva is a negative ego or pride. So being, you know, puffed up on ourselves, egomaniac, moving to a self-identity, being connected with the infinite, have an infinite identity rather than a small identity, and have pride and gratitude that you can be in this human form and experience your connection with the infinite. So that's how we, during this time, can reconfigure the streams of light and work with our, what creates our physical body, because we're created from these elements. And when we get into our third eye, there is no element. So then we can focus our identity at our third eye and control or manage or direct these elements, the elemental kingdom, the tattvas, these energies. We can direct them so they're streamlined. So then when we're aligned, like these streams of light moving through us and moving through the photon belt, with these higher frequencies, now we can align with the crystalline frequencies that are getting activated in the mother for the ascension, for the great ascension spaceship ride, and then all of Earth is a spaceship. We don't have to wait for the ETs to come down in their spaceships, because we have a spaceship of our own. Earth herself is a spaceship moving through the galactic field. So we can drive the spaceship of Mother Earth by aligning our tattvas to the higher frequencies and being the directors of our tattvas. So that's what Yogi Bhajan really wanted to work with us today. He wanted to work with us really being the director of our tattvas and directing ourselves into these infinite pure frequencies, and know that that's who we are and that's where we came from. We came from a very pure place, and we get to manage this physical form to be aligned with the pure place of space that we're going into. So beautiful. Thank you, everybody. We will work with that. And we're going to chant. So to be the creative creator being, that we're bringing these beautiful purity, pure frequencies into manifestation, we're going to work with the mantra Hari Nam. Hari Nam. Hari is the creative aspect, and Nam is the form. So to create purity in form.
Hari Nam.
But Mom, is anybody out there?
Hi, me again. Sorry, everybody. I don't even know how when it clicked off, but I hope you got at least some of the mantra. How do you know?
Oh, yeah. It was just about 30 seconds, not even 15 seconds.
Okay, good, good. Anyway, that's the homework for this week is Hari Nam and move it into our alignment of co-creators of these streaming photon belt frequencies in the physical plane and feeling your feet when you walk on the earth with the crystalline frequencies that are getting activated on the earth. aligned with the heavenly activation. So, if you can walk, and at least in your mind, if not with your iPod Hari Nam, when you walk and feel the earth, that would be the homework this week, or the divine guidance. That's nice, isn't it?
That sounds lovely.
Thank you. Does anybody want to share anything else before we complete that as a little bit of a catty call? But anyway, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Yogi Bhajan. Anyway, they're leaving. He just really wanted to get those frequencies through. They're really important. So thank you, everybody, for being here with us. Every week is always about an important week.
And thank you, Guru Kiran.
Thank you for
being so available to hold that space.
Thank you. How beautiful. I feel good. I feel more integrated myself. How's anybody else?
I feel good? I feel way better. Thank you.
I do too. My heart feels better.
That was great.
Okay, good.
Hi, Guru Karen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
For that. Hey, call when you can.
Okay, I will.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you. Shalom. Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.